Joining us now from the Kenrick Golf Company, they got a great new product. I'm excited.
I love it.
Ken Block joins us. Ken, welcome into the golf shop.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing awesome. It's hopefully going to warm up a little bit here in Charlotte. Hopefully it's a little warmer where you are.
We have 2 inches of snow, and it's about 20 degrees here in beautiful, sunny Barrington, Rhode Island this morning.
Rhode Island.
No golf here.
Yeah, I spent 2 summers in Cranston.
Ugh, and it felt like 5.
I can't say anything to help you out there.
Yeah, I can't either.
Well, Ken, the reason we're having you on is that we every once in a while we get approached with a lot of products, and we see things that they just seem special and different. And somebody, you know, whenever somebody comes up with a good idea and I find myself going, man, I wish I thought of that. Those are the kind of products we want to highlight, whether they're existing products that are doing really well or they're fledgling brand new products that are even trying to make it into something like the PGA Show. Tell us a little bit about sort of the genesis of this belt. I mean, I know people are like, you guys are talking about belts? Oh, we're talking about belts because this belt is like the bat utility of golf belts. It's awesome. Tell us about your belts.
Thank you for that. Our product is was specifically designed to be a beautiful belt, and it was also specifically designed to carry your divot repair tool and ball marker in a way that was invisible to people looking at you. So what we wanted something aesthetically pleasing. We wanted it to be perfectly functional, and most importantly, we didn't want it to appear and look like a gimmick. And I think we hit it with this product. Basically, the divot repair tool slips right into the tip of the belt, and it becomes part of the tip of the belt. If you're standing just a couple feet away looking at this belt, you wouldn't know that the tip of it was a divot repair tool. We also wanted to make sure that the tool itself was full-sized and useful. It absolutely is, and it's actually quite sharp. And which a divot tool needs to be effective on all different kinds of ground. I don't know about you and your listeners, but having those sharp tools in your pocket can sometimes be problematic. And the problem we were trying to solve ultimately with the belt was how can we get easy access to the divot tool? If you keep it in your bag, it can be a pain to hunt it down. Keep it in your pocket, it could be potentially deadly,
injurious. Yes.
On what happens, and we really wanted to solve that in a really beautiful way, and that's what we've done.
Yeah. Now, if it's hard on radio sometimes to describe things effectively, and if you're thinking about and you're having trouble deciphering what we're saying here, go out to kenrickgolf.com and you'll see it. You know, you have to imagine that one of those belts that has sort of a triangular tip on it, a metal tip that you see. It's very fashionable. They're a big deal. Everybody likes them because they don't get frayed. They are in good shape. Imagine being able to slide the tip of that thing right out of the end of the belt, and that's your divot repair tool. And when you flip that over, it's magnetized and holds your ball marker. How was that?
Exactly right. And, what we can do with the ball marker is we can print in color any logo that you can design on a computer in really incredibly fine detail. So we can customize the ball markers for clubs for the leather belts. And the other thing that we're doing is the same metal we've integrated to a ribbon belt. So that's a belt made of webbing with ribbon stitched on it. And the ribbon can be customized in any design that you can draw on a computer. So we can brand these belts with club logos. We can brand them with corporate logos, tournament logos, all manner of things. So we tried to cover the marketplace for belts in terms of running from ribbon all the way up to the leather. And I have to say that the leather is a very high end leather. I wear our belts, the leather belts, with my business suits all the time, and it looks perfectly in place to wear it with a business suit.
Yeah, and that's
also what's really interesting to note is we're made in the United States. We don't manufacture overseas. When we started the company, my partner Rick and I, hence Kenrick,
very creative.
We didn't want to manufacture overseas. We wanted to create United States jobs, and the belts are manufactured in the great state of Maine.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that if you're at business meetings in the morning on a Friday afternoon, and then Friday afternoon you're going to play golf and you bring your change of clothes with you. You don't have to bring another belt. You're using the same belt. It looks just as good in the office as it does on the golf course.
Absolutely. And, you know, Rick is the designer, and he's an industrial designer, is what he does for a living. And so the belt is really all his, and the aesthetics are his. And what he really was shooting for was he wanted it to be beautiful. He wanted it to look absolutely natural. And he nailed it. He absolutely nailed it. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, and one curiosity I had whenever I look at these products, I'm always looking for the shortcomings. I don't know if that's because I'm negative or whatever. What happens if somebody loses their divot tool? They've lost the end of their belt.
So
can they be replaced?
We will absolutely replace it.
Okay.
If the divot tool gets lost, we manufacture extra divot tools to do that. What's important to understand is the way that the tool locks into the belt. There's spring mechanisms built into the interior of the tip of the belt. And the divot tool, as you slide it in, is grabbed by the springs, and you can actually feel it click and lock when you put it in there. So the chances that it falls out are pretty very, very, very small. We've tested to make sure with some pretty rigorous shake testing that every belt holds onto its divot tool the way it's intended to.
All right, we're on with Ken Block, not the race car driver. Ken Block of Kenrick Golf and Golf
and also,
Belts.
By the way, not the lead singer of Sister Hazel.
Oh, true. True. All right, well, I wasn't going to sell you out on that. I was, you know, because we want people to think you need business. Curious here, when you talk about solving a problem, and we've got a lot of our listeners who like what we do here because we talk to new products and we talk about sort of like the Shark Tank. What was your aha moment that you discovered there was a problem, but then when in the sort of R&D did you go, okay, we got it?
So I can't really answer that because my partner Rick brought the idea to me. There's an interesting story on how that happened. I actually ran for governor of the great state of Rhode Island in 2014, and Rick was doing he volunteered to do graphic design for the campaign. I didn't come out of the primary successfully, and after the primary was over, Rick took me to dinner and showed me his designs for the belt and said, "What do you think?" I saw it right away. I thought, "Wow, that's a fantastic idea." Talked to a couple people I know who were presidents of different country clubs in the area. They loved it, and off we went.
Mm. Now, how do you go about marketing this thing? Obviously, you get on shows like ours, but you know, do merchandise shows. How do you get this out in front of the public?
So currently we're for sale on Amazon. If you just search for Kenrick, one word, two names in one word, golf, as well as www.kenrickgolf.com, we're on the web. We have a booth at the PGA Merchandise Show coming up in January. So we'll be in Orlando showing people what we've got there, and we're going to, as we move along into 2017, our plan is to start doing some print advertising and getting the word out in some other ways. So, you know, we'll slog it out the hard way with media and that sort of thing. But everywhere we go, when people see it, the reactions are always extremely positive. Everybody likes the look of it. Everybody wants to grab one, and so we're absolutely excited as we move into 2017 to really get this going.
Awesome. Well, you know, I'll be down at the PGA Merchandise Show, so I will swing by your booth and I will introduce myself to y'all.
Please do. We're going to be in the new products area. I don't have the booth number memorized off the top of my head, but we'll be over in the front, right in the middle.
Awesome. Yeah, Mike loves the new products area. I love it, too. I love wandering around in there and seeing what's up and coming and getting some new contacts to get on the show. So look forward to it.
Well, I hope the weather down there warms up for you guys so you can get some rounds in. I think we're pretty much toast here for a while. So.
we both grew up in Massachusetts. We know all about the golfing season up there. So, yes. But anyway, good luck to you. And like I said, I'll catch up with you in January. And we appreciate you coming on. And remind everybody, it's kenrickgolf.com, or go out to Amazon and buy your belt today. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Thank you.
That's Ken Block, Kenrick Belts. Yep.